Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by our glorious friends, Kennedy. Our glorious friends at Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win.
KLG.
Little KLG, that is correct. Everybody say good morning to Deb from Rutland.
Hey, Deb.
What's up, Deb?
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Notice how she took charge? She's a second grade teacher. She knows how to take charge.
She deals with people of our maturity level often.
Kennedy has left the studio. Five pop culture trivia questions, Deb. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Again, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Flowers by Miley Cyrus debuted at number one in the Hot 100. Who is Miley's famous godmother that hosted her New Year's Eve show with her this year?
Dolly Parton.
99 years ago today, in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games took place in Chamonix, France? Is that how it's pronounced? I'm not sure. Chamonix?
Their vowels are weird. I don't know. Chamonix?
Chamonix?
I don't know.
How many rings are in the symbol for the Olympics?
Seven?
I'm going to go Chamonix.
Well, that sounds good.
That one sounds good, right? Chamonix. Question number three, the lead singer of Panic at the Disco has announced that he's ending the band in order to focus on his family. He and his wife are also expecting. Who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco?
I have no idea.
Question number four, Paris Hilton is officially a mom. She and her husband have welcomed a baby boy via surrogate. Paris rose to fame in the early 2000s and had a TV show with Nicole Richie. What was Paris's catchphrase back in the day? I know.
It's not as fun when you're the one being pop quizzed, huh?
Nope, not at all.
All right. Question number five. Disney's Splash Mountain ride has closed for good, and now people are actually selling the water from Splash Mountain on eBay.
Entrepreneurs.
It's being replaced by Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Tiana is a Disney princess from which 2009 movie set in New Orleans?
Princess and the Frog.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are we learning in second grade today?
Double-digit addition.
Oh, so like 12 plus 15?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I failed that one.
Yeah. Don't tell him it's all on a smartphone.
It's tough.
Do you guys teach cursive?
Not in second grade.
Yeah, that's when
at all anymore, really.
That's when I started with second and third grade is when we started cursive.
It's a dead language, like hieroglyphs.
Yeah, there's not a lot of it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of it.
I feel like they don't teach it much
anymore.
A lot
of keyboarding now.
Kennedy, Deb got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Flowers by Miley Cyrus debuted at number one on the Hot 100. Who is Miley's famous godmother that hosted her New Year's Eve show with her this year?
Dolly Parton.
Tied at one. 99 years ago today, 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games took place in Chamonix, France. How many rings are in the symbol for the Olympics?
Five.
Yes, five, not seven. 2-1. The lead singer Panic at the Disco has announced that he's ending the band in order to focus on his family. He and his wife are expecting. Who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco?
Brandon Urie.
What'd you say?
Yeah, hold name? Back up again.
Brandon.
Oh, that is incorrect. Brendan.
Oh, is it Brendan?
Brendan Urie Kennedy.
Oops, my bad.
That's all right. 2-1, question number four. Paris Hilton is officially a mom. She and her husband have welcomed a baby boy via surrogate. Of course, she became very famous in the early 2000s. She had a TV show with Nicole Richie called The Simple Life. And what was Paris's catchphrase back in the day?
That's hot.
That's hot.
3-1, question number five. Disney Splash Mountain ride has closed for good, and people are actually selling the water from Splash Mountain on eBay.
Wild.
I saw somebody also posted a video of a little girl saying she was very sad because she had named her baby after the ride.
She had a child named Splash Mountain.
That's or Briar Rabbit.
Briar.
It's being replaced by Tiana Bayou's Adventure. Of course, Tiana is a Disney princess from which 2009 movie set in New Orleans. Or New Orleans.
Is it the Princess and the Frog?
That is it. Nice job, Kennedy.
I got in trouble on Splash Mountain the last time
that
I was at Disney.
That shocked me, Dan.
What? I did, yeah.
How?
Did you take off your shirt?
I did. And they wouldn't sell me the picture because it was against company policy, so I jumped the counter and took it with my cell phone and ran. And then that was like my last Splash Mountain experience ever.
Please tell me you were like 15?
Last year.
30?
23.
I'm here for it.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Deb, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We really do appreciate you listening this morning. Have a great day at school. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Deb from Rutland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketchslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Jennifer from Whitman.
Hello.
Jennifer, what's up?
Hello, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
Five trivia questions, they're all pop culture. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thanks.
Frankie Muniz is making a docuseries about his new pro racing career. Which show made him famous back in 2000?
No, I don't know that one.
The Post Cereal Company recently launched a line of instant cereal cups called OK Go, and the band OK Go is threatening to sue. Post Cereal makes Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran, of course, is famous for advertising how many scoops of raisins in every box?
Two scoops of raisins.
BuzzFeed put together a list of the most interesting celebrity gravestones, and it includes the original voice actor of all your favorite Looney Tunes, Mel Blanc. And his gravestone simply reads, "That's all, folks." Which Looney Tune always uttered the phrase, "That's all, folks"?
Elmer Fudd.
Alicia Keys turning 42 years old today. She has been a part of four songs that have hit number one on the charts, either as a solo act or a featured artist. Can you name two of them?
An Alicia Keys song. No, I can't.
Question number five. 62 years ago today, in 1961, Walt Disney's animated movie 101 Dalmatians was released in theaters. It cost $4 million to make. Finish the lyric to this song.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil, if she doesn't scare you.
No evil thing will.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Jennifer, I understand you teach third grade.
Third grade, yes.
Are you doing fractions yet?
Today is fractions. We started them yesterday.
Oh, man. Oof. I failed that one, too.
Yeah, I'm still not sure I know.
Yeah.
If I ever have children, it's going to be embarrassingly early where I can stop helping them with their homework. I'm like, well, we both need help with this.
And, oh, you're in kindergarten. Go ahead.
New math is definitely challenging.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kennedy. Jennifer got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
2/5, right?
Ah, nerd.
That's me.
Frankie Muniz is making a docuseries about his new pro racing career. Which show brought him to fame back in 2000?
Malcolm in the Middle.
1-0. The Post cereal company recently launched a line of instant cereal cups called OK Go, and the band OK Go is threatening to sue. Post cereal makes Raisin Bran. How many scoops are supposed to be in every box?
There's two scoops.
Mm-hmm. What was the one song that OK Go had?
Ready, ready, ready.
They had that cool video
with the treadmills.
Yep, they always had great videos.
Something ready.
2-1. Question number 3. BuzzFeed put together a list of the most interesting celebrity gravestones, and Mel Blanc, his reads, "That's all, folks." Which Looney Tune always uttered the phrase, "That's all, folks"?
That's Porky Pig.
Yes, not Elmer Fudd.
Oh, 3-1. Fudd, I said, yes.
Now, Elmer was be very, very quiet.
I'm hunting.
Yeah, that's right.
Alicia Keys turning 42 today. She has had or been a part of 4 songs that have hit number 1 on the charts, either as a solo act or featured artist. Can you name 2 of them?
Fallen. And No One?
Also, Empire State of Mind and My Boo. Empire State of Mind with Jay-Z and My Boo with Usher.
Usher, baby.
4-1. Question number 5. It was 62 years ago today, 1961. Walt Disney's animated movie 101 Dalmatians was released in theaters. It cost $4 million to make. That seems like a lot of money for that era.
He spared no expense.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Finish the lyric.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you,
no evil thing will.
That is correct. 5-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Woo!
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil.
If she
doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Drop the bass, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Have fun teaching fractions today.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jennifer from Whitman, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody, please say good morning to Jake from Winthrop.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
We're great. Where are you right now, Jake?
I'm in a bus going to the Museum of Science.
You on a field trip?
Yeah.
Where do you go to high school?
Winthrop High School.
All right, let's go Vikings.
Yeah.
To go yeah in the back.
So you're on a field trip right now, and you're just like, I'll call in? Okay.
Yeah, was there just not a lot going on the bus?
All right. Glad to have you.
We're just listening in.
All right. Jake, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Jake, are you a sit in the front of the bus kind of guy or sit in the back of the bus kind of guy?
We're in the back right now.
Yeah, in the back. Yeah.
That's where cool kids are.
I always sit in the middle. All right, here we go. It's 5 pop culture trivia questions, Jake. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy has left the studio, so she can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number 1. Chris Hemsworth workout video posted yesterday, and it shows him sprinting at lightning speed and sporting his godlike physique. What superhero has Chris Hemsworth been working out to since 2011?
We're working out to play.
Or working out to play, excuse me.
Thor.
Question number 2. According to 50 Cent, Jay-Z did not have more of an impact on hip-hop than Eminem. What is the name of Eminem's sadistic rap alter ego? What does he call himself?
Slim Shady.
Lady Gaga was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song yesterday for Hold My Hand. Which movie is that song in?
Star Spooner.
Who was that that just whispered the answer to you?
My friend Andrew Hurley.
Yeah, Andrew blew it. You got it.
Andrew's whispering wrong stuff to you.
Question number four. Don't listen to him for anything. It's National Irish Coffee Day, so an online poll asked, what is the best country song about whiskey? The top spot went to Chris Stapleton's version of Tennessee Whiskey. In the song, Chris sings, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as what? Don't listen to Andrew.
Strawberries?
Oh, wait. You almost got it.
You're as sweet as what?
Strawberry what?
Strawberry wine.
You don't drink because you're a minor.
Question number five. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once got the most Oscar nominations yesterday with 11, including a Best Supporting Actor nod. Back in 1985, Ki-Hu Kwan played Data in The Goonies. In The Goonies, they were after a pirate's treasure. What was the pirate's name?
One-Eyed Willie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
All right, Winthrop High Bus.
All right.
You guys did good.
Kennedy. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you. How'd the bus do?
Jake did fantastic. Andrew needs to stop talking.
I got the last one.
All right, Kennedy. Jake got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, sir.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth workout video posted yesterday, and it shows him sprinting at lightning speed and sporting his godlike physique. Which superhero has he been working out to play since 2011?
Thor.
Tied at 1. According to 50 Cent, Jay-Z did not have more of an impact on hip-hop than Eminem. What is the name that Eminem uses for his sadistic rap alter ego? What does he call himself?
Slim Shady.
Tied at 2. Lady Gaga was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song yesterday for Hold My Hand. Which movie is that in?
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick, yes. You were thinking of maybe 2 years ago she got nominated for A Star Is Born.
Oh, Shallow.
3-2. Question number 4. It is National Irish Coffee Day, Kennedy. An online poll asked, what is the best country song about whiskey? And the top spot went to Chris Stapleton's version of Tennessee Whiskey. In the song, Chris sings, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as blank.
Tupelo Honey.
Strawberry Wine is the correct answer.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Tupelo Honey would have worked, but it's fine. Whatever, Chris.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once got the most Oscar nominations yesterday with 11, including Ki-Hu Kwan. Of course, he was Data in The Goonies. In The Goonies, they were after a pirate's treasure. What was the pirate's name?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Andrew knew this one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Kennedy?
Captain Jack Sparrow. I don't know.
Oh, wow. The bus goes wild. Jake, tell her the right answer.
One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie.
You've been thwarted by high schoolers.
I'm here for it. I hope they all come in for Redemption Week.
They got to bring the whole bus to the radio station.
It's about to be a wild field trip at the Museum of Science.
Wow, what a day. What a glorious day to be alive for Jake and the whole bus. Jake, you just won yourself $100. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
You can give Andrew like 4 of those dollars, okay?
Yeah.
Kennedy, what do you want to say to Jake and everybody at Winthrop High?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat anybody on that bus.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.